KD2FMP, KA3TFE. Roger, roger. Hey, on that other repeater, they had what I consider a electric fence pulsating thing, which didn't allow us to get on the repeater. But after it would quit, you could get back on there. Later on, I'd like to announce the problems on Echolink later on during the net. And you're loud and clear. Over.
Okay, roger that. Hopefully someone from the Boonville repeater will be checking in on this. To FPM monitoring.
Good evening. This is KD2 AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Jeff. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Answer Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 megahertz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. Most of the parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times. We break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? The Boonville Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on Tuesday, June 16th at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northern Mark Community Center, 106 Chicago Street, Boonville, New York. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact the club member. We can set that up. Should a net controller not set the net at 9 p.m. and still has not done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You'll find the net preamble on our website at www.boonvilleasd.com. Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? Are there any Echolink stations wishing to check in?
This is KD2FPM checking in from Oneonta, New York via Echolink. I know there is one more station in the queue, so I'll back out and let him check in too.
KD2AIT, KA3TFE checking into the Echolink system, and I'm thanking the other amateur there for allowing me to sequence on the repeater. And later on, I'd like to make a comment on Echolink on some problems that I have discovered. Over.
Sure. Okay. We'll start with KD2FEM. Kevin, good evening. What's going on?
Hey, Jeff. Good evening. Yeah, down here in Oneonta, it sounds like it's just starting to rain outside, so I think it's going to get a little cooler tonight. I'm not too sure how good my connection is going to stay, so I won't stay in here too terribly long. I'll just keep monitoring. Standing by and monitoring. Back to net.
All right, Kevin. Well, thanks for checking in there. And, yeah, I guess we're supposed to have some rain here today and tomorrow, maybe even a little Tuesday there, so expect a little cooler weather. All right, well, thanks again. We'll catch up with you later. Let's see, K3TFE, Bill, what's going on tonight?
KD2AIT repeater, KA3TFE, checking in through the Echolink system. Indeed, a good evening. I wish to tip my hat to all the New Yorkers up there. And we are experiencing now 69 degrees. We have an 88% humidity factor. You could have this morning with a dull butter knife cut through the air. That's how muggy it was. Hey, I want to make a comment on experiences I've been having through the Echolink system. And the first problem I've discovered is this. If you have a Wi-Fi in the building and you're transmitting through a Apple phone and you do not subscribe to the Wi-Fi, but you have Wi-Fi on your phone on, you will not be able to transmit. I'm going to let the carrier up here, and then I'm going to repeat the next sequence. Continuing. KD2AIT, KA3TFE continuing. Hey, the second problem I've been experiencing, every once in a while the voice will stop. You will no longer hear the conversation. I've seen people on the EchoLink log off and log on and log off and log on. I have an experience where when this happens, when the audio voice fails on the EchoLink system, I just go over and hit the transmit key and just let it up, and that continues the conversation. With that in mind, I'm going to give it back to NetControl. It's good to hear you in there. And thanks for allowing the EchoLink system to come on. KA3TFB in Warndale, and we'll be listening. Over.
Well, I have the Android version of it. I'm curious. On my version, you press the transmit button, and then you let your finger off it. You don't hold it down. I think if I was to hold my finger on it, eventually the voice would go out. At least my experience is you press the transmit button on the screen, and when you're done transmitting, you press it again. Between you and Kevin there, is that what you guys are experiencing with your devices?
Yeah, I get some packet loss. That's sometimes an issue because of my network connection. So it could be any number of things. KD2FPM back to net.
All right. Well, I just wasn't sure if anybody was just trying to hold the key down physically on the device. So at least I know with my version that I have on the Android, you just press the button and you let right off while you're transmitting, and then when you're done transmitting, you press it again. I think if people were trying to hold it down like you would on a physical microphone, it's not going to work the same way, but I don't know. I don't know. There probably are some network issues in here at some point. I'm just on a residential line here, so... Well, I don't know. It works better than not being able to get in at all, I guess. But any improvement I can make to it, I'll definitely give it a shot. It's not an old computer here I have in the office. I don't mess with it too much. It's an old Windows, I think it's XP, and it's not supported anymore. So, all right. Well, thanks for checking in. KD2AIT, I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
And 5AOW, good evening, Jeff.
And 2OIQ, good evening, Jeff.
And 5AOW, Bill, good evening, what's going on?
And 5AOW, good evening, Jeff, and thank you again for the happy birthday. Had a little trouble hearing you. I think probably due to interference from the storm or whatever last night. First time I wasn't sure if it was someone trying to call you. So, but today I took it easy. I didn't do much of anything. With the rain and all, I got in the garage and got a little straightening up done. I made a mess the other day and got too tired to clean it up. So, went down and picked up a few things. Reorganize a few things, and trying to get the other boat ready for water, and I still got the problem of no power down by the lake, so I gotta address that and get that taken care of too, so get a little work ahead of me. I hope your evening last night wasn't too bad with the storm. I know you were talking about heavy rain and what have you, and I hope you stayed warm. So with that, I'll turn it back to you, Jeff. 5AOW
73
to all.
Hi, Bill. Yeah, it was quite a storm up there. Let me tell you, I had to unhook all the antennas and everything, and that's why I checked in real quick there in the emergency section of the net, just to tell you that I didn't know if I was going to get in without my handheld. But, we needed that rain. I'll take it any which way Sky wants to throw it at us right now. We're getting the exact weather we need, a nice, slow, rainy few days, and get that ground. Really needs a nice soaking, and I already noticed the yard looks completely different. The grass is growing probably an inch already between yesterday and today, and all the plants and all the landscaping, really accepts that water very well right now. So, well, that's up, and tomorrow's a new day. Get on to those millions of projects you got backlogged up there. All right, thanks. We'll catch up with you later. N2OIQ, Dan, good evening. What's up?
good evening, Jeff and Bob and the two Echo Link stations that checked in. This is N2 OYQ here. I just checked outside. It's not raining here at the present time. It spiked up two times here a little while ago. But since it started raining yesterday until now, we got probably about 2.5 inches of rain. 2.5 inches of rain. But it was well deserved. We needed it, so not complaining of that for sure. Cool temperatures. It was kind of cool though. Yeah, it was a funny thing though. Last night when I went to bed, it was hot and humid out, and really humid, and had the windows all open, and my wife must have got cold, shut all the windows, but it was cold too. It was probably, a 40 degree difference from yesterday afternoon until this morning. So, anyway, she was chilly, but anyway, I expect that, I guess. So, other than that, we ain't doing too much tonight. Just sitting around here watching TV and not a whole lot. So it's kind of quiet today. So, back to you, Jeff. Hey, good evening. And also on the Echo Link there, on the computer when I do that, the same way I use a key on the computer, on the keyboard, and just say you push down and you let up. Transmit and then hit again transmit, and that's why it works. When I first started monkeying around with that, I got it screwed up too, and I was holding the thing down and it was going all over. So, get back to you, Jeff. Have a good evening, 2YQ.
Alright, Dan. Well, the weather did. It's quite a difference in weather there. It's 30, 40 degrees. I tell you, though, I had laid down probably almost a half an acre of grass. So I'm pretty happy that we're finally getting some rain to help it out a little bit. This kind of weather right here is perfect to really get it going. We'll see what happens. All right, well, thanks for checking in. You have a good evening up there. We'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT, next control for the Black Blue Valley Service Net, looking for check-ins.
KA2 is out in bed.
KA2 is at NZ. Jack, good evening, what's going on?
Well, not too much today. We had quite a bit of rain last evening, of course, and overnight. We had 1.16 inches. So we've had more at a given time, but in fact we've had more through the day today, but that's what we had just for a short time as those thunderstorms moved through here. And other than that, not much to report. We had breakfast this morning. We're joined by another ham, Josh there, AA2AN, one of my NCS stations. And actually, a very nice young man. We got to know through radio, of course. And that's about it, I guess. 7-3's all around. KA2AN's up.
All right, Jack, well, it sounds like you had a good Sunday, and boy, if you look at the radar there, you guys are about ready to fill up that rain gauge a little more. There's a big block of weather coming in right over there by Geneva right now, so it won't be too much longer before it gets over to you. I think a couple inches of rain there, that's pretty good. When I recall Friday, they were saying we were 6 inches short on rain than we were, than we normally are on our average. We're only like 10 or 11 inches. We usually get, like 17 or 18 inches or something by this time of year. So it'll be good to catch up on that a little bit. We get a couple inches there last night, maybe a couple inches here tonight, and then tomorrow that will only be, an inch or two behind, and that'll be well within a normal range of that. All right, well, thanks. Good luck with your net tonight. I don't think I'm going to be able to make it, but I like to check in when I can. So, all right, we'll catch up with you later. All right, this is KD2 AIT. Are there any other check-ins? KA2 VLA. Oh my God, where are you back? What's going on tonight?
Man, I've been out of action. Couple of radio
giving you some issues there, but we caught most of it. I got a few mics over here. Maybe one of these days I'll swing by and see if any of them fit whatever you're using over there. Maybe we can get that issue resolved. But yeah, I didn't see a cast today, but I was up there. We left this morning. I think we got out of there about 10:30 or 11. We were up there for a couple days, and I didn't actually go down to your camp, but my one son walked down there just to see if everything's all right, and everything looked good. And yeah, camp was a little buggy there yesterday, but it wasn't too bad today. So that cool air and that rain kind of knocked him down a bit. But all right, well, thanks for checking in, boy. We'd like to hear you more often in here, and we'll have to see what we can do with that radio. What brand is it? Who makes the radio? I didn't copy that. I don't know. I think your mic's giving you some trouble. All right. Well, we'll figure that out. And, maybe we can get a mic up there. I got a bunch of them here that I'm not using. Some of them from Harry's rigs there, WA2OK. So it'd be good to put some of them to use if somebody's using them. All right. KD2AIT, are there any other check-ins for the Black River Valley Service Net? My day. We got up at camp this morning, and we got the place closed up. We had a couple little projects to do. We had to empty a rain barrel and a couple other things. And, we did a lot of work up there yesterday. We cleared out a little trail to go up to where we've been working on this blind for the last couple of years, and we got it to the point where we could actually get the four-wheeler up to it. So that was kind of a neat project. It took us a few hours of chainsawing and dragging and popping rocks out of the ground and you name it and all that fun stuff, but we did manage to get it done in lieu of saddling the flies, and so well on our way to making it a lot easier to get to the blind in the middle of the woods. So that's about it. No other serious problem. We kind of sat around the fire as long as the weather would allow us, and then we sat around inside listening to music all night. So, all right. KD2 AIT, are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time?
KD2 AIT, KA3 TFB with a comment.
Go ahead, Bill.
Roger, Roger, fine business. I didn't make myself clear. I want to apologize for the issues that are related to the EchoLink system. The first problem I'm describing is a problem where you have your Wi-Fi on your phone on, and then you don't subscribe to the Wi-Fi in the building that you're at. Therefore, when you do want to talk, it won't work. So you turn your Wi-Fi off on your phone, and then you can communicate. The second issue has nothing to do with the correct operations of the EchoLink. It has an issue when you want to correct an issue that's only related to Echolink, and that's when the audio fails. It doesn't fail where you're at talking to someone. You're continuing to talk, and someone on a repeater is listening. But it's unique to Echolink when the voice stops. Now I'm looking for a correction. Most others are logging off and logging on and logging off and logging on, and I can see that on my Echolink iPhone log on. But the thing is, what I'm trying to say is when the audio quits, instead of logging off and logging back on, all they have to do is, while you're talking and someone's listening, is all you have to do to establish the audio on the Echolink is to hold the transmit down and then let it go. And then that establishes the link again for the audio. It has nothing to do with wanting to talk on a repeater, but it's a correction factor. And with that in mind, I'll give it back to you. I will tip my hat to everyone this evening. KA3TFB back in net control.
All right, Bill, thanks for the information. And somebody will find that there handy when they're tinkering around with the Echolink. All right, are there any other comments, queries, or late check-ins?
KC2NBU.
KC2NBU, Ray, good evening. What's going on tonight?
We're down to 52 degrees. Sounds like you must be back from camp here, full quieting.
Roger that. Yeah, we're back here at the home base. All right, Ray. Well, thanks for checking in, and may have to turn the heat on tonight. Who knows? Let's see. I don't know. I like this kind of weather. It's comfortable. I open the door and let the air in. All right. Are there any other comments, queries, late check-in? All right. Hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley Service Net. Return the frequency of radio which you use. I'd like to thank Kevin, Bill from up there in Warrendale, and Bill up in Otter Lake. Thanks to Dan, Jack, and a long time no see there to Clint, and Ray. All right, this is KD2AIT, 673, is anyone else who listened in? We're clear.
KD3TFB, this is KD2FBM. Are you still there, Bill?
KD2FPM, KA3TFB, Roger, Roger, go ahead.
Yeah, I was having an issue there up in Louisville. I was like detecting an open carrier or something that kept looping, and I couldn't even establish kind of a connection to transmit to check in on that net at all. And I know I heard you break through at one point, and all of a sudden it didn't seem to want to let any of us in. I think there was a third party trying to get in there too. And I wasn't sure if it was possibly my phone that was screwing up, so I backed out and tried to get back in and see if that would clear it up. And then as I got in there, it just kept getting that same like, open carrier, close kind of deal. KD2FPM, back to you.
Roger, Roger, fine business there. Yeah, I could not get into that repeater. Oh, I can see who logs on to a screen that says who's active on it. Now, that repeater up there, at times, I'm going to call it the electric fence pulsating. That's what I'm going to call it. But it doesn't allow the repeater to go to full quieting so I can access it. As long as that clicking noise is there, I can't get in there until it quits, you know, and that was the issue tonight. That's not the first time that this happened. That's happened over the months with that repeater. It gets interference there from something, and then it doesn't allow us to key up there. Now, I can see when you log off and log back on that you're trying to establish a link, but the thing is others are logging on and logging off too. I have experience with that repeater, Kevin, most of the times that the audio quits. And when the audio quits, you don't necessarily have to log on and log off to establish a link again. You can just hit the transmit key and then let it up. Even though they're talking, it works on this iPhone where you just hit the transmit key, even though they're talking, and then I can hear the audio over.
Okay, yeah, roger that. Yeah, see, I'm running an Android version, too, and like you, I can also see who's in the queue, and that's how sometimes when I'll go and ID myself, if you see that there's another station in there, I'll let them know there's at least one or plus more stations in queue to check in. And, yeah, you are right about that repeater. There was something that was, doing a carrier detect, and it was keeping that open so we couldn't get in. In fact, I experienced that earlier today. I was doing a bike run. It was like a tri. The repeater got hung with something that was interfering, and until it cleared, it made it kind of a challenge to, make the thing work right. So, I tell you, what a day. All right. Tell you what, I know we're tying this repeater up. I'll bow out of here on your final. I'll say 7-3s, KD2FPM, clearing on your final.
KD2FPM, KA3TFB through the EchoLink system. Yes, fine business. Very good talking with you. And if you log on, my phone, the phone will show an order who signs on first. I'd like the first person, if you see me out there, if you're ahead of me, you go ahead and you talk first, and I'll talk in the order that I log on. That way we won't have to, have a conversation over each other there. It won't work anyhow, but that's the way I want to do it. If you're logged on before me, go ahead and talk. Top of the evening to you. Wish you the best of the evening. We've had a lot of heavy rain here this afternoon and a light rain this morning, and the humidity is 88% here. The air conditioners are working overtime. With that in mind, we're going to let the repeater go and going to log off through the EchoLink system, thanking everyone up there for allowing EchoLink to come on. KA3TFB73.
Okay, Bill, thanks for the conversation. K23TFB, K3TFB, if I get your call right. This is K2FPM. We'll be clearing the EchoLink on the Boonville repeater. Hopefully we'll see you guys tomorrow night up in the Boonville.
Looking for additional stations.
Okay, thank you all for tuning in. Much appreciated, folks. 7-3 Straw, have a good evening. Good day tomorrow. K-8-2-7-0.